Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And you got a very special guest by the name of John Smith.
John Smith joins us, Brad, a keynote speaker on ethics and integrity in the workplace, author of the book Embracing the Abyss.
Wow.
A true story of unknowingly becoming part of a fraud scandal, receiving a presidential pardon, and being surprised by a spiritual awakening. John, good morning.
Good morning.
You received a presidential pardon. How did that happen? You were pardoned for what?
Well, it was back in the 80s with the savings and loan problem, and I was a CPA working for the SNL, and it occurred that way because of the chairman, CEO, helping themselves to a big piggy bank.
Did you know that this was going on?
I did not.
Really? But so, walk us through the pardon. So you got sucked up in this. How did you find out you might be eligible for a pardon here?
Well, I became a government witness through crossing the Rubicon, as my attorney used to call it, because I was really on my way to prison. There was no way to avoid it. And with that process, I discovered that... I became a government witness for 14 years.
Wow. For 14 years?
14 years.
14 years.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. So you told the feds, you know, what you wanted to or what they asked you about, and was there any, you know, in this situation, I remember that savings and loan scandal very well, any guilt on your part doing this, or was this kind of a cleansing process of saying, I know what I know, and I should really come clean here?
No, there was no cleansing on my part. My attorney called it crossing the Rubicon. If you don't cross the Rubicon, you're going to go to jail.
That's it.
So I became a member of the other camp, and that's how the government witness gig, if you will, turned out to be.
Yeah.
And in year 15, the chief agent in charge of all the Vernon Savings cases called me and says, how about some lunch? And I said, okay. We met for lunch. He said he'd been in touch with all of the agents and the lawyers from the Justice Department that prosecuted my case, and he said, we all want you to know that we should never have prosecuted you.
Wow. Whoa. This is after 15 years.
That's right.
Oh, man. And your reaction was what? Are you blanking me?
No, I felt like I was scattered all about the table as we sat, and it took me a few minutes to gain control of my voice box.
And oh, my God.
At that point, I looked at him and said, well, it looks like you're buying lunch.
Well, God bless you. So they admitted right there that you should have never been prosecuted.
That's right.
After 15 years. Oh, my God.
And he said that they didn't know much about the pardon process, but they would support me if they could.
Okay, so they floated the idea maybe you should apply for a presidential pardon.
That's right.
Okay, and how long did that process take?
Well, it took me about a year to make up my mind to do it.
Really?
I would have to go through another investigation. All my employees, my friends, my neighbors, everybody would be questioned again, even my ex-wife. And I decided I didn't want to do it, but a friend of mine, best friend, name was Coach, he said, you got to do it, man. You can't not do this. And he got through to me, and I filed the application, didn't hire a lawyer, typed it, wrote it out, and sent it in and waited. They assigned me to a pardon attorney, and her name was Hope.
And she was an attorney in the Justice Department?
That's right.
So you said, I'm not going to use a lawyer here. I'm going to get, you're going to sit down, I'm going to type this out and see what happens.
That's right.
When did you find out that you got it?
2007.
Well, and how long did the process, how long after you submitted that did you get the answer? A year, 2 years? How long was that?
I believe it was 5 or 6 years.
6 years.
In that range. Mm-hmm.
So who actually issued the pardon? George W. Bush?
George W., that's right.
Well, how do you like that? Oh, my God.
Now, what happens? Do you sign something? Do you meet at the Justice Department? Do you meet with any senior officials? How is the, you know, what's the closing, if I can use that phrase? What is the procedure to which you are pardoned?
Well, the closing was based upon, I guess, my relationship with the pardon attorney or mm-hmm. trying to establish one.
Yeah.
After every Thanksgiving, I'd call her and say, you know, I just watched George W. pardon another turkey on TV. She would say to me, sorry, Mr. Smith, I can't tell you anything about your pardon application.
Yeah.
And then, boom, one day in mid-December, I got a phone call, and it was her. She said, Mr. Smith, President Bush would like to issue you your pardon request and pardon, and Merry Christmas.
And what was your feeling during that phone call?
Oh, boy. I don't know. A lot of grief took the legs out from under me.
Wow.
Right there in the kitchen.
That it was all over, finally. Well, it really wasn't over, but you were at least vindicated somehow.
That's right.
Name of the book is Embracing the Abyss, a true story of unknowingly becoming part of a fraud scandal, receiving a presidential pardon, and being surprised by a spiritual awakening. In the 1 minute we have left, John Smith, what was the spiritual awakening?
The spiritual awakening was my attorney, who was, I guess, introduced me to the world of metaphysics. And in learning about that, he was telling me about how he had, him saving me from the feds was his karmic correction of a previous lifetime.
Really? He thought that? Really? Wow.
Well, you know, Mr. Smith, just listening to you this morning, it says something to me. There are so many people in this country today that are discouraged with America. They shouldn't be, because it's the greatest country in the world. And to have somebody like you on our radio program here this morning to tell us the story, and it wasn't an easy story, but it makes you realize that this country really is a great America. And we have people like you in it. So God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Once again, folks, if you want to grab it, John Smith, name of the book, Embracing the Abyss, a true story of unknowingly becoming part of a fraud scandal. He was in the SNL scandal. Wow.